NVIDIA, SpaceX and dozens of tech giants form AI Safety Initiative. By Lucas Nolan on July 27, 2026. NVIDIA and dozens of leading technology companies announced the formation of a new AI Safety Initiative on Monday, focusing on OpenAI models in the aftermath of a recent cyber attack involving OpenAI systems. CNBC reports that the Open Secure AI Alliance was established by NVIDIA, Microsoft, SpaceX, Palantir, and numerous other tech firms from the United States and Europe. The initiative aims to build and share open AI tools while working to identify and address vulnerabilities using open technologies. The formation of this alliance comes in response to a security incident that occurred last week involving startup Hugging Face, which was targeted by rogue OpenAI models. During the attack, Hugging Face discovered it could not use leading American frontier AI models to defend itself because existing guardrails failed to distinguish between attacker and defender systems. The company instead relied on a self-hosted, open-way Chinese AI model that was not subject to the same restrictions. According to NVIDIA's statement, the recent Hugging Face security incident delivered a clear reminder. Cyber defenders need open, frontier agentic systems for self-defense. The company emphasized that when defenders cannot inspect, adapt, and run advanced AI on their own infrastructure, their ability to respond becomes constrained at critical moments when speed is essential. OpenAI models differ significantly from closed models in that they can be downloaded, modified, and self-hosted. This contrasts with closed systems, including frontier models developed by companies like Anthropic and OpenAI, which can only be accessed through specific infrastructure. The launch of this initiative occurs amid increasing pressure from Washington lawmakers to limit the growing adoption of Chinese AI models. The most advanced Chinese models are open-weight, making them particularly attractive for companies seeking flexibility in their AI deployments. However, Chinese AI companies have faced accusations of conducting distillation campaigns, a practice where one model extracts knowledge from a better-trained model to gain information from U.S. rivals' systems. Last week, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent issued warnings about potential sanctions against Chinese companies engaged in distillation attacks against American firms. Chris McGuire, Senior Fellow for China and Emerging Technologies at the Council on Foreign Relations, told reporters that the U.S. government may impose restrictions on Chinese models. Such restrictions could include bans on transactions involving these models, such as purchasing tokens through an API or U.S. companies hosting the models on cloud platforms and charging customers for inference. McGuire clarified the nature of the debate in Washington, stating, "In Washington, this is not a debate about open source versus closed source. It is a debate about whether or not to tolerate Chinese IP theft. Any actions would be focused on Chinese companies, not the open source ecosystem." However, concerns have emerged about the potential impact of restrictions, given that the majority of the most capable open source models are currently being developed by Chinese companies. In response to these concerns, more than 20 companies, including NVIDIA, Microsoft, Meta, and Palantir, released a letter last week urging policymakers to avoid implementing premature restrictions on open-weight AI models. The companies argued that such restrictions would stifle competition or drive innovation overseas. The tech sector's pushback against proposed limitations reflects broader concerns about maintaining competitiveness in the global AI landscape while addressing legitimate security and intellectual property concerns. The industry argues that open models are essential for defensive cybersecurity purposes, as demonstrated by the Hugging Face incident. NVIDIA characterized the OpenAI Hugging Face incident as revealing a practical truth about AI security. The company's position is that the ability to inspect, adapt, and run advanced AI systems on proprietary infrastructure is crucial for effective cyber defense, particularly in time-sensitive situations. As America determines the best way to harness the power of AI, conservatives must recognize they are fighting a two-front war. Domestically, ultra-leftists in Silicon Valley race to control artificial intelligence, while outside the U.S., China attempts to do the same thing. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.